in that first episode, the characters that are in the bar are almost casual when they know the world is coming to an end, and yet you do. I mean, it's a very cruel thing to end the world, isn't it? There's no. It's not like H.G. Wells's War of the Worlds, where there's total panic. I mean, you do it in the most bland way. Well, that, I suppose, is humour, is it?
I suppose it is, actually. I guess the thought in my mind was that, remember, this is a pub, and a lot of stories and ideas circulate around in pubs, and people don't really sort of pay much attention to them. And it's my guess, obviously I've never been in the end of the world, but my feeling was that it was too big an idea for people to grasp, and that they would just sort of say, last orders then, and just, just think about some sort of tiny little aspect of it and not deal with the thing itself. I remember doing a similar thing at the beginning of Life, the Universe and Everything, which starts when Ford and Arthur mysteriously materialise along with a Chesterfield sofa in the middle of Lord's cricket ground in the middle of a test match. And at one point, I just had this little line about a lot of people in the crowd couldn't cope with watching it and listen to it on the radio instead. And I think people do. If something doesn't fit into your frame of reference, you just put it aside. There was a later book I wrote, The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul, that was talking about the idea that if there are immortal beings, then it follows logically they must still be around. How come we don't know of them? And I began to think, well, even if they were around, even if they were around and completely visible, we would actually somehow just filter it out. So, I mean, imagine there was Thor around. And not only was he around, but he did walk around in great sort of horned helmet with a hammer and sort of great yak skins all around him. I know it wouldn't be yak, whatever it was. I mean, and supposing he walked into a pub and said, "Hello, I'm Thor." People say, "Oh, get away, I'm having a chat." And he could then prove to you he was Thor, by summoning up a thunderstorm, and you still really wouldn't want to know because it doesn't fit into your frame of reference. So I began to think of these characters wandering around completely disabled and neutralised by the fact that nobody would even notice they were there. So I think that, we just filter out things that don't fit into our frame of reference. And that goes back to the Tolstoy resurrection thing. We construct a worldview that is convenient and comfortable for ourselves. And, what has always fascinated me is the things you can sort of wedge into that to sort of force it open.